Good morning. Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. You know the drill. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And if you want to listen to this or any of the previous broadcasts again, the podcast at fmr.co.za. I've got to say, this is a very sad day for me. My first years of work were in farming, and I've just learned that one of the hardest learned skills I acquired while farming has just become irrelevant. My progression to dinosaur has just been advanced another serious stage. Today we've got Itzhak Lowe from Jaguar Land Rover, and he's a product analyst with us. And you're here to tell you why I'm so sad today, aren't you?
I am, absolutely. I'm the happiest person on earth because life has just become so much more simpler.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about parking trailers, which is the bugbear of many a person. But I grew up with a tractor and a trailer, and that was a lot of bruises to earn that skill.
Indeed. We've got something called now Advanced Tow Assist, which allows you to reverse a trailer using the rotary controller on the center console to guide the vehicle. So you no longer need to get out of the vehicle, none of that. The terrain response knob assumes the role of the steering wheel, and while operating the pedals as normal, the intuitive system shows the predicted path of the trailer with colored guidelines on the infotainment system.
So this is like the cars that park themselves. This is taking it one step further. You want to put the trailer and your Land Rover into a parking. You just go into this mode system and off you go.
Absolutely. And this enables the driver to steer with ease as the vehicle calculates the precise level of counter-steering required to maintain the desired trajectory.
You know that I hate you right now.
So I can believe you, David.
So, okay, so why not use the steering wheel as one would expect?
So the system is more intuitive than using the steering wheel because with one field of vision, it effectively steers the trailer along the desired path. So this eliminates the constantly checking over your shoulder and looking into three mirrors while performing a very unnatural opposite steering technique.
So you're just looking at a video screen, that's it?
That's it. You're putting your hand on the rotary shift and you're just steering it gently where you want that trailer to go.
So the PlayStation has just entered my camping site. That's it. It's game over for me, is it?
It is indeed.
But then I saw that there were some other interesting things, like the bugbear that I didn't ever acquire skill at was lining up the trailer pin with the hitch.
Yes, so that's something else. So all vehicles with rear cameras and factory fitted tow bars, either fixed or electronically, comes with a system called a hitch assist function to ease that process of joining a vehicle and trailer. So the infotainment screen will display a trajectory line from the tow ball directly to the trailer ball cup, preventing the need for outside assistance or having to continuously get out of the driver's seat to check the progress.
So basically, I just pretend I'm a jet fighter pilot lining up my in-flight fueling nozzle with the little sights.
Absolutely, without all the drama that goes with that.
That is awesome. And then it was doing something with the heights as well.
Yes, so Land Rover's fitted with optional or standard E suspension, such as the Discovery, the new Defender, the Range Rover, Range Rover Sport, and Velar, can raise or lower the rear of the vehicle to make a quick work of attaching the trailer. So this feature comes with the time out of manually winding the trailer's nose wheel height to match the tow ball and tow cup. Rear height assist can also be very handy in situations where you don't even have a trailer. So when you are loading groceries, for example, or you are putting some dogs in the cargo bay. So it's a really handy function.
Yeah, my dogs don't need that, but it certainly helps with the shopping, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
But now, is this available as a retrofit?
No, unfortunately not. So when you order your Land Rover, just make sure that you do spec this.
So this is a real case of the future progress is really changing lives. I mean, I think a lot of people who seriously use their 4x4s struggle with trailers, and this is life-changing. Well done.
Brilliant. No, it's fantastic new technology, and we at Land Rover really make life easier for you. So
if you've got those systems, is it an added cost, or will it be included in those models that have those features?
So some models come standard with the features, but on certain models, it's an extra option.
That's been absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for joining us here at Fine Music Radio.
Thank you for having me, David. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. And this is it from me for this week, David at fmr.co.za. And if you want to hear a little bit more about this, fmr.co.za. And if you want to see more, I'm sure Land Rover will have something up on their website. Until next week.